Lesson 10. Tribe, Polytheism, Judaism, Monotheism, Record, Prophet, Plague, Exodus, Commandment, Moral. Lesson 10. Read this selection to learn about another new civilization. It has had a great influence on our world today. The ancient Hebrews, a new kind of religion. Around 1000 BC, a group of people were living at the eastern end of the Mediterranean. The region they lived in was called Canaan. It was also called Palestine. These people, the Hebrews or Israelites, were divided into tribes. A tribe is a separate family group. Most people at this time believed in many gods. This is known as polytheism. The Israelites did not worship many gods. In their religion, Judaism, they worshiped only one God. He was the God of all people. Belief in one God is called monotheism. The Israelites chose to record or write down their religious beliefs in a book. This book is the Hebrew Bible. It tells the story of the Jews. The prophets. According to the Bible, the first leader of the Jews was Abraham. He was a prophet, or a person who was inspired to speak for God. Abraham led the Jews from Mesopotamia to their new home in Canaan. Another prophet was Moses. The Bible says he helped the Israelites escape slavery in Egypt. Jews believe that God sent plagues to harm the Egyptians. A plague is an illness or disaster that affects many people. The return of the Israelites from Egypt is called the Exodus. Jewish law. During the Exodus, an important event happened. The Bible says that Moses received 10 commandments from God. A commandment is a rule. The commandments shaped Jewish ideas. They also helped shape the ideas of two other religions, Christianity and Islam. Like Jews, Christians and Muslims believe in one God. The ancient Hebrews also developed other important ideas. One idea is moral law. A moral law tells people what is right. Jews also believe that God wanted people to live justly and do right. God gave people freedom to choose right or wrong. A prophet's job was to warn the Jews when they did not follow God's laws. Kings of Israel. Later, the Israelites were ruled by kings. The first great king was David. He built an empire. He also built a new capital, Jerusalem. David's son Solomon became king after David's death. Solomon was known for his wise judgments. He also built a large temple in Jerusalem. After Solomon's death, the kingdom of Israel grew weak and less united. Soon, it was conquered by stronger nations. In 586 BC, a Chaldean king destroyed the temple in Jerusalem. He took thousands of Jews as prisoners to Babylon.